cut to my first AA meeting. Dry mouth, pounding heart, as the infamous roll call makes its way around the room. Adele, alcoholic. Mike, alcoholic. Susan, alcoholic. And then it's my turn. Hi, I'm Ruby and I think I might be an alcoholic? Another question. But nobody answers and the list continues. Jim, alcoholic. Leslie, alcoholic. Names have been changed. The meeting is taking place in a church basement in the West Village in New York City. And given the associations I had with the word alcoholic, people are much better dressed and have much better hair than I expected. Also, they're super articulate. It's the kind of meeting they call a big book meeting, which means somebody reads a passage from the AA Bible, the big book, and then other people share on the themes. The vibe is vulnerable and raw, cradled by the wisdom of elders. I am here to listen, to look, and to learn. Because, despite having drastically reduced my own boozing by now, I still find myself doing plenty of thinking about drinking. Being a journalist, I've also been doing my research, and according to the American Society of Addiction Medicine, preoccupation with substance use is one of the criteria for any substance use disorder, whether you're using said substance compulsively or not. And so here I am, having decided it's time to answer the big question: does the fact I'm asking all these questions make me an alcoholic for myself? And because I'm nosy. Maybe it's also the journalist in me, but I've always, even before the questions began, wondered what goes on behind the closed doors of Alcoholics Anonymous. A secret society that's open to anyone at a price. Not one more drink for the rest of your life. At least that's my perception. Though AA preaches total lifelong abstinence as the only cure for addiction to alcohol, plenty of people who attend AA regularly relapse, but still find support in the groups. For somebody like me, a regular old social drinker, the one they used to call cocktail girl on holiday because of the fab concoctions I conjured from the cheapest carver money could buy, a girl who only ever used alcohol to max out the fun, question, didn't I? And who barely drinks now anyway. Nostalgia for the good old days means I'm reluctant to commit. Aren't there likely to be future situations where drinking could still be fun? A glass of champagne to toast my best friend's wedding? A beer in the sun to loosen my hips at an open-air concert? Even if at some point alcohol appears to have morphed from my leisure activity of choice to presenting something of a problem, if not the kind of problem that's likely to land me in jail, the ER, or the morgue, the thought of total lifelong abstinence being the only solution kind of feels like being led to the edge of a cliff and told that down there, if I can only muster the courage to leap, I'll find nirvana. Just close your eyes, hold your breath, and jump. Nope, never gonna happen. Maybe we're all a little bit addicted. So how, I found myself asking as I texted the super successful, articulate, and stylish AA friend I was finally asking to take me to the meeting, did I wind up here? Jail, ER, the morgue. Just a few of the places some people in AA will tell you they are likely to wind up if they break the vow of total lifelong abstinence. Where one innocent drink could well land a seasoned alcoholic. Which fits with the image we often hold about somebody with a drinking problem. Perhaps it means waking up with the shakes and needing a drink before work, if a job is still in the picture. Maybe there's a trail of wrecked relationships and a stack of DUIs. A chronic health problem. None of which accurately describes the kind of drinking I was doing by the time I went to AA. Or have ever done. The alcohol problem I have since identified in myself was that booze was preventing me from being fully present in my life. By which I mean it was preventing me from knowing, in each and every moment of each and every day, what it really felt like to be me. A problem, since it's only from this place of knowing, of presence, that I can truly choose which decisions to make and which next actions to take in service of my own highest good. In order to create a life that feels meaningful to me.